Gleanings from the Psalms, chapter 203. Psalm 148, a call to praise. A call to praise. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens. The heavens respond. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. What they tell. They declare the brightness of God's glory, which is but the shining forth of his infinite goodness and truth. And he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. God is light, because God is love. They show his power, for they are his own handiwork. They teach knowledge the knowledge of God, the Creator. Starry preachers. But the goodness of God leads you to repentance. The power of God is revealed in saving men. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and the knowledge of God is life eternal. This is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So the Apostle Paul shows, by quoting from Psalm 19, that the heavens are preaching the gospel to men day and night. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. In every tongue, they speak to the benighted savage in the heart of Africa as well as the highest intellect in civilization, in a tongue understood by each if the ear were but open to hear. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. What though no real voice nor sound amid their radiant orbs be found, in reason's ear they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine the hand that made us as divine. Lift up your eyes. The psalmist says that God has set his faithfulness in the heavens, and to every one who is tempted to think God has forgotten him amidst the multitude of people, the Lord says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one fails. His care for one. It is because he is strong in power and infinite in goodness that he cares for the one weak soul, ready to perish. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. If ready to perish in weakness and discouraged, lift up your eyes on high. God tells you to and see that the stars are shining still. The same divine power and care that keeps them everyone is for you. Christ's power to save. The power displayed in the heavens is the power of God in Jesus Christ, by whom also he made the worlds. Christ now upholds all things by the word of his power, men and women as well as stars, to show his praises. We are called also to join with the stars in declaring God's praises, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. They do it by reflecting the light of God's glory. Let your light so shine. The firmament witnesses to his wonderful handiwork. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. They manifest his glory. The Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Let it be so. Greater glory. The telescope and photography have exhibited details not visible to the naked eye, multiplying the numbers of the starry worlds, and revealing distinctive beauties and marvels of design. But who can conceive of the glories of the universe of God which shall burst upon immortal eyes when earth's sin-tainted atmosphere is cleansed, when the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, and outshining and dimming all. The Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.